For today's superfood smoothie, we're going to create one of my most favorite combinations, mint and chocolate. Hello and welcome to Superfood Smoothie Saturdays. I'm Dr. Melissa West, and today we're going to make a mint cacao smoothie. So cacao has long been touted a superfood because it's known as a natural source of magnesium, powerful source of antioxidants. It's also got lots of minerals in it from iron, potassium, proteins, and alkaloids. Now, that all being said, I approach cacao with caution because it is something that is highly addictive and it does mess with your nervous system and it causes you to go high and low. And you know, it is something that causes you to release serotonin, which is why it's known to be great for PMS and things like that. But it is, you know, it is like a drug. Use it cautiously and have it like a treat every once in a while. So carob is a much better choice. I'm going to link to an article in the show notes that I found that I thought was really informative and really interesting about cacao, because I know a lot of the raw food world just thinks this is the bomb, and it does need to be treated like a treat. So we are going to make a cacao smoothie today. And we're going to combine it with something that's so great for you, mint. Mint is green, it's filled with chlorophyll. It's great for your digestive system. And we're also going to create a nutritional boost with more greens, with collards from my garden. And we are going to put in some pumpkin protein with it as well. So let's go ahead and make this smoothie. So we'll do a scoop of pumpkin seed protein powder. This will be for Tim because I do actually abstain from cocoa now because of my migraines, because I'm really sensitive. We'll do a scoop of protein of cacao as well, so about a tablespoon probably there. And then we'll do maybe about Twelve to 24 leaves of mint. How minty do you want it, Tim? That's good. So Tim has, I always say he has baby taste buds. So he likes things more mild. But if you like things like me, I have like more adventurous taste buds. Well, he has more adventurous taste buds with spicy food. He likes things really spicy. But you could add a drop of peppermint essential oil. So if this was for me, if I was making a carob essential oil, I would drop in, you want to give it a try? Tim's being adventurous this morning. Okay, he says one drop of essential oil. Woo, that was three. It's going to be really minty. That'll make it really minty. Now you can really smell the minty too. So you get an muscles aromatic smell too to your smoothie. Then we're going to add in those collard leaves, and to make it cold, we're going to add in the ice. It was one of those mornings where you go to the freezer and there's not much ice in there. We had lots of soccer games yesterday, so everybody filled their water bottles with ice before they left last night. Exciting games last night. Non-dairy milk, 2 cups. And then cacao is not sweet. It's very bitter, so you do need to sweeten it up. If I had dates in the house, you can use dates to sweeten. I had a great question about sweeteners this week on Google+. And he asked, why do you always use agave nectar or maple syrup? Well, it's because what I have in the house, mostly. But also, they don't mess with your blood sugar levels too much, and they're not refined sugars. That's why I love them. Dates are great, too. So dates would be a great option in here. I'm going to use agave nectar this morning. I got to get some dates at the grocery store. We're out. And then we're going to blend this all up. Okay, so here we have our mint cacao smoothie. Smells so good. We're gonna give this to Tim for a taste test. So Tim tried the smoothie, he said it's super refreshing, and he said it wasn't at all what he was expecting, so I actually gave it a little sip, and it is delicious. It is so yummy. He said it warms his throat, and so I mentioned, yeah, that's exactly what that essential oil does. It's really great for your throat chakra. So if you have any blockages in your throat chakra, this is a great smoothie for you. Leave your comments below. I look forward to hearing what you think about this smoothie, and also maybe even any of your feedback on my comments on cacao. Namaste. Cheers.
Finding a great yoga class is becoming more costly and difficult. Now there's a better way to self-improvement in the privacy of your own home. Visit Dr. Melissa West at melissawest.com and start getting free weekly online videos. Real yoga for real people.